Blog Talk Radio.
And this is Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges. And his special guest tonight, $100,000, we're going to talk about a $100,000 loan that's self-payable. It's going to pay itself back. You don't have to pay it back. And we have a special guest tonight from the Kingdom of Madam Ambassador, Her Excellency, Dr. Yvette Kinnerick. And let's give both a nice hand. Let's welcome Dr. Benjamin Bridges.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Glad to be back on our show, and just glad to see that there's some really great opportunities on the table right now. You know, the good thing about it is that, you know, with, you know, this virus and all of this, this has taken a lot of people out of their jobs. You know, taking a lot of people, you know, businesses that have collapsed and a lot of, you know, negative things have happened for a lot of people, not just black people, but people in general, you know, in regards to dealing with financial problems right now. So this particular scenario, what we're getting ready to talk about, we're going to bring on, you know, shortly, Sister Dr. Yvette. And Dr. Yvette is going to explain how the program works and how people can actually make a nice amount of money off of this program. Not just something that you can make a few thousand off of, but even into the millions, which is a good thing, because bottom line is most of these jobs and position opportunities that you come on the table, they can help you so that you can get a few thousand dollars, maybe a few hundred thousand even. But when it comes to getting millions of dollars, you know, most of them don't jump that high. And that's the good thing that I like about this particular program, because it can also bring you into becoming a multimillionaire, which is a good thing. And our people need to get exposed to the blessing that is attached to this particular program. They could actually participate in coming out of poverty and going into prosperity. So this deal right here is definitely way beyond many of the average deals that you run into that can get you 40 or 50, 100,000, you know, maybe 200, 300,000 for the year. You know, not to say that those kind of deals are terrible deals. They're good deals the same because, you know, having $200,000 or $300,000 in your pocket or in your bank account is better than, you know, being flat broke. And unfortunately, a lot of people are flat broke nowadays, you know, and that's a big problem, you know, that a lot of our people are experiencing right now. But anyway, with this opportunity, it takes you beyond just getting a few $100,000 in your bank account. Again, it can take you into getting millions of dollars in your bank account, which is a great and wonderful thing. And that's one of the things that I really am excited about with this particular program because, you know, like I said, you know, there are programs like this out there, but there are not a lot of them like this. This is a program that can truly bring someone who's struggling financially to a whole nother place. That's a great thing that I like about this program. It could take you to a space where you're going to be able to make, within a year's time, millions of dollars. And like I said, too many times you don't have that at the heart. Right now, we got a train passing by, so you're going to hear a lot of rumbling and grumbling for the moment, but that shouldn't be a problem in a minute. It's going to be moving fast soon. Okay. But anyway, I just wanted to, again, share the fact that this one is so hold on for 1 second. Did you take you to Mount Vernon? No? Oh, okay. All right, I thought this was the same that I was going to be taking, but it's been another few minutes. Anyway, bottom line is right now, around 7:30 when our sister's going to be coming on the radio show to share with her how this program actually works and how we can actually take advantage of, you know, the great opportunity that's on the table with this particular.
She's actually on right now.
I'm sorry, say that again.
She's on right now.
Oh, okay, that's good. Because basically we were talking about her coming on at 7:30, and right now it's 7:18. So we've got a few more minutes, and we'll definitely be bringing her on. But anyway, the other option of what we're, you know, dealing with right now is in bringing our folks together in unity so that we can really do some positive things for our community. Because I was like, you know, I couldn't really even believe, you know, this crazy nigga hate music that I heard, you know, a few days ago. I was in the park in Harlem, and I was sitting down at at the bench in the park, and then, you know, a group of kids came up, you know, they were teenagers, and they were, just talking and everything. And, you know, I said, oh, okay. Yeah, they're not fighting and nothing crazy like that, so that's good. But then after that, they started blasting this music. And the music that they were blasting was really disrespectful and crazy, especially towards our women. And I couldn't even believe that they were doing that, because there was four brothers and there was four sisters that were there. And if anything, I figured the four sisters that were there were going to say something really, you know, angrily in regards to the type of music that was being played. But the type of music that was being played, it was being said, you know, damn, black bitches, they should be sucking our dicks and stuff. I was like, what? Are you kidding? This is my saying now. But I was really surprised to see that that kind of word is basically coming out of these kids' mouths, these black rappers. And they were bringing this really crazy stuff up. And it was just really a shock, because I couldn't believe that that was something that, you know, was going to be said by them. But it really was. And it really surprised the heck out of me. You know? So anyway, that's pretty much where we were. And, you know, these are the type of music that we need to take. Okay. So these are things that, like I said before, I really do feel that we need to, see what we can do in regards to dealing with that. Because we don't need to have our women disrespected like that. And, the funny thing about it was, you know, while this was all being said and, you know, being played, these guys were actually, the women as well as the guys, they were giggling and laughing while it was being, rapping and played. And it just goes to show you where the consciousness of people are right now in regards to respecting and, you know, thinking about showing each other honor and respect. And unfortunately, it's not there. So these are things we need to definitely, you know, go into the schools to talk to the kids about how they could really, you know, look at things from a whole nother perspective. It's not about giggling and laughing and stuff, but it's about really focusing on, you know, bringing about positive music into our community so that we could, you know, really be inspired, feel, you know, proud and positive about, you know, our situations and who we are. But if you're going to be playing all this negative music against yourself and against your people, and you're going to, like, enjoy that, that's really not what we're talking about doing. We have to really be in a situation where we're not even going to, you know, focus on crazy stuff like that. But the important part is that our youth as well as our adults need to recapture the pride and decency of honoring ourselves and our youth and our elders and things of that sort, so that people can really start to, you know, I guess you would say feel 100% better than what you see right now. Because, like I said, with the music that was going on the other day, it was totally ridiculous. That music should not have been played, and the sisters should not have allowed their brothers to play that music. Because they were just as happy to hear that music as the others were, which was totally ridiculous. So all I can say at this point is that we really need to see what we can do to bring about some positive music to come back into our community. But it will be very inspirational. It will, like you said, say it loud and black and proud. So these things will give you more pride and, you know, the feeling good about the music that you're hearing. And it will really help. But if you don't have any type of opportunity to hear that music, if you're hearing all this negative music, it's not brainwashing, especially our youth, to feel that hatred, anger, and killing each other, nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. And you don't need to have them stuck in that kind of mindset.
anything that you don't need to have. So anyway, when you're looking at your possibility of your dignity and things that you can do in regards to that, and seeing we may be able to look out amongst ourselves, and that's exactly what I talked about. You know, that's something that we really need to move forward on as well. And we're working that out with our lawyers now, because these are things that really need to be stopped. And if we don't do nothing but just complain about it, nothing will be done about it. But if we step up to the plate and deal with it, we'll start to see, you know, positive change coming back our way. And that's what we need to be able to do. But anyway, it's almost about that time now. We're actually at 7:40, so we got 10 more minutes. So just one last thing I did want to bring up besides some of the music and all of that, and that's, again, us coming together in unity, because in us coming together, just like we did back in the 60s, we were able to bring about tremendous change and positive things happening. And the other thing is just the icing on the cake is coming together spiritually with spiritual unity. Because that's very powerful. Well, matter of fact, that's the extreme power of really getting some things done. And I've seen that, you know, as a witness myself in the past. So I know that, you know, us recognizing our spiritual reality of who we are and what we can do can really bring about some positive change in our community. And if we're going to hold on to seeing ourselves from a down and out and negative perspective that's being projected on us, then basically you're not going to be able to bring about the positive change that you want to see and that you want to have occur in your life and in your community. So these are things that we definitely need to acknowledge, that we are sons and daughters of God that can do great, awesome, amazing things. We acknowledge our true identity. We tap into our true spiritual power as sons and daughters of God. That's when we can really bring about some serious change in our community. Because complaining all day long about the different things that we see that are being done against us as a people does not bring about change. All it does is just makes things look worse than what it is. But once we start to really acknowledge, you know, our ability as spiritual beings, and start to put that into motion together, spiritually, spiritual unity, we're going to see some great, awesome, amazing things come about that will definitely help our people and help us turn the negative into positive. But anyway, as I said before, I just wanted to share that with you before we bring our sister on and we'll see what we can do in regards to this section. Okay. So anyway, that's where we are right now. And, is Brother Ron, is our sister on there? Hello?
Hello, Brother Ron?
This is Mount Vernon? Or the next stop? Next stop, okay, cool.
Yes.
Hello? Hello, Brother Ron.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I was going to say, this is Jean, Dr. Yvette on to the call now. She can explain.
She's on.
Hello?
She's on.
She's on?
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, Dr. Yvette, what we'd like you to do right now is to explain your program and
you know, how it actually works and how people can benefit from it by getting involved with it. And if you could do that right now, that would be great. So thanks for coming on to the radio show, and let's see what we can do to make some positive things come through. Okay, Dr. Yvette, go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Bridges. It is my pleasure to be on your program tonight. Thanks for inviting me. So we do have this program that is available. It is available to people in all the states of the United States, Canada, and I have opened up this opportunity to other countries. It is a great opportunity because it allows you to build wealth as well as give you the breakthrough that is needed so that you could get into your own business. So the program is we are working with 7 banks, and they are going to allocate $100,000 into your business account, and we do ask for a new business account, and this is going to be used in the following ways. There is a corporation that facilitates the program, and they take $10,000 of the top for their work. The bank takes another $20,000 to service the loan, and $40,000 is placed on a fixed deposit for, on behalf of you, the owner of the credit line. And you are given for your funds as the loan is approved, you are given $30,000 that comes to you. Well, from the $40,000 that is held on a fixed deposit, you receive a monthly return on investment of $6,000. $2,000 goes. $2,000 goes towards paying off the loan. $2,000 from the $6,000 goes to pay off the loan, and the $4,000 comes to you every month for 5 years. So immediately you have $30,000 that you can use in your business, and then you have $4,000 coming in your hands for 5 years. At the end of 5 years, the $40,000 that is held on an administrative hold that the bank is trading with, it is released to you because it's your money, and you get that $40,000 at the end of the 5 years. You can go back into the program at least 3 different times, and every time you go back into the program, the amount that the bank will give to you is larger than what you've received before. Now, we also have a multi-level marketing aspect of this program, and I am usually very careful to identify that this is not a pyramid or a Ponzi scheme. This is not where, a situation where people are giving monies and is being taken off the top. The money that you pay to get into this program is solely to allow you to get all your documents that you need in order for you to be able to open the account and properly receive monies and be compliant with your state and with the IRS. So you do have a cost. It is $1,000, but the cost goes towards making sure you are compliant with your state, with the IRS, opening an account for you, doing some bookkeeping for you, as well as giving you membership in the corporation that is facilitating this. This corporation is out of California, and currently they are running a lot of classes inside their buildings, and we are looking forward when they will have an online platform so people who are not directly in California could benefit from the programs that they're also offering. So you do pay a $99 application fee to that corporation, but it facilitates you learning quite a number of things, such as how to do succession planning, doing annuities, trust, grandfather trust, and a lot of legal and insurance and estate planning. You do learn as part of being a member of this organization. So it is money well spent. Now, the program, as I said, does have a multi-level marketing aspect to it, and it is simple. If you bring in or you refer 10 persons into the program, then your credit line will increase. So you're now going to have a credit line of $100,000, but you are also going to be given a credit line of $1.5 million. From the $1.5 million, the bank allocates $1 million that you can use toward real estate, at least $1 million. The bank requires that you spend at least 80% of the $1 million to do that. And if you don't use the full $1 million, then you are free to take the other $200,000 and put it on administrative hold and get additional funding from it. But from the $1.5 million, the bank will again put $250,000 on an administrative hold. It will yield for you every month $30,000. $15,000 comes to you. The other $15,000 goes to the loan. At the end of 5 years, that $250,000 will be released to you because it is in your name. There are some very interesting things that is very good about this program, and it ties in with some of the offers that I do and services I provide for my clients. So once you've received funding from a bank who is going into platform trading to facilitate this, other banks and other lending institutions are able now to look at your financial status, your FICO, your business FICO, and they are able to come forward and give you more offerings than what is already there. I also want to say of the $1 million that is put aside for you, for real estate, you can do anything with it. You can buy your home, you can pay off your home, you can buy investment properties for you to spend, for you to get a return on, but at least $800,000 must go into real estate. So that, in a nutshell, is the details of the program, and I am here to answer any questions that any of the listeners might have.
Okay, can you continue for a minute or more? Ben will be here. Ben will be back. We have to get Ben back on.
Yes.
Maybe something
what
else you can explain.
Yeah, what I will do, I will go over the initial program, because there were some interferences in the communication. So I'm not sure if people heard the first part of what I was saying. So I will say it. At the moment, there are seven banks that we are working with, and these banks are willing to extend a credit line of $100,000. Now, it does not require your FICO score. It does not require your personal income. It does not ask for collaterals. So there is no income verification, no checking of your FICO score. And, of course, there is no income verification. Why? Because what we are doing, we are opening a corporation for you. And a corporation is an individual that is different from yourself, which means that once you open the corporation, the liability goes to the corporation. But in this case, the banks are assuming the responsibility for getting the loan to be paid. And the banks are saying to you, we're going to give you a CD, right? and a certificate of deposit. And you know that banks do that routinely, and they give you an interest payment or return on investment on your CDs. So all of this is a coming together of what we know. Some of us might have referred to it as a loan. The federal government ran PPP loans last year. Those are private placement programs. It is a private placement program. There is a substantial amount of money put aside for this program. And so we do have the capacity, but we are asking people to come forward quickly, because a couple of things are going to happen. The cost for going into the program is going to increase. Right now it is $1,000, and I can safely say that when the price goes up, it will be at least $2,000 instead of $1,000. And because we don't know how much it's going to go up by, the bank and the attorneys and the owners of the business, they are in discussion at the moment. So I would encourage people to take advantage of the current entrance, which is only $1,000. I also explained that the $1,000 is not given to the bank for them to give you a loan. The monies are used to make sure you have a new corporation that is not enmeshed in any other things. You are compliant with the IRS. You are compliant with your state. We are going to open a credit an account for you in the name of your business. So some of the monies go into that, and some of the monies go into processing and so forth. So the monies are used to prepare you for you to be able to get funding. The thing about that is that now you have that. Among my services, I can show you how to use this in other forums so that you can get funding for your business and, of course, empower yourself and make a difference in your life.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, I'm glad that you shared that, because that really shows the, you know, ability for people to get involved with this program and really benefit from it, and that's really great. So I'm really glad to see that you, you know, were able to, you know, help people to come across this information so that they could, you know, not just make a few dollars here and there, but, you know, they can make large amounts of money, which is really good. And that's one of the things I'm really glad to see as well. Because with a lot of these programs, as I stated before, you know, if you're making $40,000 or $30,000 a month, that's not bad, because, I mean, that's like $300,000 or $400,000 for the year. But when you can actually even go into the millions, that's even great too. So I'm really glad to see that this program has the capability of, you know, allowing someone to actually elevate themselves financially up into higher realms of money, you know, which is really good. So that's really great. So, Dr. Yvette, I'm really glad to see that you, you know, shared this information. And we do have you know, a few people on the line with us here, and I was going to ask, open their mics so that they could come on board, and if they have any questions in regards to your program, you know, you could, you know, speak with them and let them know the answer to their question. But anyway, right now I'm looking at 571-264. 571-264, your mic is open. And if you would like to give some feedback or share with us any questions you have to Dr. Yvette, she could, you know, help you to get a clear understanding of what's going on. What's the number again?
571-264.
571-264. There, and are you interested in asking any questions at this point? Unmute your phone and see if you could come on board with us right now. Okay. Well, we do have another call. 914. That's That's 914-501. If you would like to give us some feedback on what has been, you know, spoken on thus far, we would be glad to, you know, have you come on and participate with us and, you know, sharing how you feel about, you know, certain things. So if you have anything you would like to share with us right now, feel free to do so. If not, no problem. But like I said, you know, the door is open and your phone is, you know, open. So all you have to do is make sure it's unmuted, and then you'll be able to speak with us in regards to coming on the call. Okay, well, basically it looks like right now those are two folks that did sign in on the call for the radio show, but they, you know, looks like right now either two things. One is that there's a technical problem, you know, where they weren't able to actually call into the call. And the second thing could be that, you know, they may not feel comfortable in asking any questions at this point. So I'm not sure which one it is at this point. And I know even with myself, which was, I was really surprised because even my phone got cut off today, you know, while I was on listening to some of the things that you were sharing with us. You know, I was really surprised to see my phone got cut off on the radio show, which was the first time that ever really happened, which was really interesting. But anyway, sometimes we do have some serious technical problems, and it can be very, you know, difficult for people to call in and, you know, share what they're feeling. But right now, what I would like to say is that, in bringing, like you said, 10 people on, that's a great thing too. And if you could, you know, speak on that more in, you know, how if I or anyone else brings 10 people into the program, what are some of the benefits that come along with that as well? Yvette, if you could
this program
answer that.
Yes, I am here, Dr. Bridges. This is a wealth-building program. And when you look at the way the program is structured, it is definitely aimed at getting people to a different level of financial feasibility in their personal and in their business life. So if you choose to refer people and you can bring 10 persons in, then your credit line, you get a second credit line for $1.5 million. Now, you have 5 years. The $100,000 is for 5 years. Again, the $1.5 is for 5 years. However, if during the 5 years that you are in the $100,000, people see that you are prospering, they see you driving a better car, they see that you have established a business, they might ask you, mm-hmm. Well, how did you do this? You say to them, I did it because I got a credit line extended to me, and they might be interested in you bring them in. You can bring people in your families right away, or you can take your time and bring them in. But anytime you reach 10 persons, not only do you get an additional credit line of $1.5 million, but you are paid for every person that you bring in. It comes in, and you're given that payment for 15 years. So this is a tremendous program. People can grow up to as much as $2,000 per person for 10 persons over 15 years. That in itself is $20,000. When you add that to the $15,000 that you're getting anyway from the fixed deposit that the bank opens for you, which is another $15,000, you're looking at $35,000 coming into your bank account minimum. this is when you begin to make investments for your children and you begin to put things aside for when you get older. So this program is to build wealth, and it is to make you more financially successful than most of us have been experiencing at this time.
Hmm. Well, very well said, my sister, and I do appreciate, you know, you sharing that, because, you know, wealth building programs, as I said before, you know, when you can make, you know, $100,000 for the year, $200,000, $300,000, you know, that's not bad. But when you can actually even go beyond that, that's really good, and that's something that this program can do. It can go beyond just that. And sometimes for the year, you might be looking at $80,000 or $90,000, you know, for the year, or $70,000. So, and the good thing about whether it's 70 or whether it's even going up into a million-dollar opportunity is taking people out of, you know, the financial struggle that many of them are dealing with right now, which is, like they say, the average black community and even poor whites, poor Hispanics, they're dealing with, you know, making $25,000, $30,000, $35,000 for the year. And when you're making that small amount of money, what the problem is that, you know, it's definitely a struggle to make ends meet, because it's, you know, different, you know, responsibilities that you have to pay for, you know, throughout the year. And when your money is coming up short like that, it, you know, really, you know, stops you from being able to really expand into doing a lot of things that you would like to do, because all your money is going towards, you know, taking care of your expenses. So, you know, this is really good, because when you can, you know, bring your money up into the hundreds of thousands or even into a few million dollars, that's a good thing, you know. And this can definitely be, as I say, a life changer financially, because it's opening a door up that, you know, many of us don't even have an opportunity to have access. So I'm really very glad to see that, you know, your program. Oh, by the way, and what's the name of your program?
Dr. Bridges.
Yeah.
That information is privileged information, because we are under strict we have very strict guidelines from the banks and from their attorneys, and we do not give you the names of the banks. You will be assigned a bank, but this is after you have filled out all your disclosure and so on. So, yes, they can get that information, but it's only provided after they have come on board and they have at least sign a non-compete, non-disclosure form with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, basically, like I said, it sounds like a very good program, and I'm really looking forward to not only just bringing some people on that I know, but, you know, to see how it could have a huge impact on helping, you know, people that are financially struggling right now in our community and even other communities. So this is really great. And I'm really glad to see that, you know, you came across this program and how to really initiate people into it now, and help them to really, you know, improve their financial situations that many of them, unfortunately, are stuck deeply into poverty to the point where, you know, they don't even believe that there's opportunities like this out there, but there are, because your program is something that can really be a serious life changer for people, and I'm really glad to see that that's the case. So all we need to do is really show people how it works and show people through results, you know, me getting involved and other people, and then seeing the results of how it has changed financially a lot. And once people start to see that, that's when you'll get, you know, a lot more people interested in coming on board with it. So I'm really looking forward to that as well. So my sister, I really do appreciate you, you know, coming on with us on this, because this is definitely, like I said, a serious life changer financially, and this can definitely, you know, have a huge impact on our community and our people that are suffering financially right now. So I'm really glad to see that this can be a brand new reality for many of our people that right now are suffering in financial hardship, and this is something that could really change that situation totally around. But anyway, I do appreciate that, my sister, and I do thank you for coming on board with that. If there was anything else that you would like to share with us in regards to the program before we, you know, get ready to, you know, go into a few other things that we were going to do today. Yeah, definitely, you know, if you have anything that you feel, you know, would be something good in addition to what you've spoken on thus far, yeah, definitely that would be great if you wanted to bring something else up in regards to the program and some of the benefits and how it can really, you know, be a great benefit to people's lives. So if you have anything that you'd like to share at this point, definitely, you know, do so. And I know that, you know, whatever that additional information will be, it will definitely be something that will help people to get an even clearer picture on your program and how it works.
One of the things I would like to say, Dr. Benyamin, is that this program, it was first introduced in California. And it was in California for a few months before they began making it available to the other states and to other countries. The cost for enrolling in the program is going to be going up. So my advice is to help people get in before that price increase. Once that price increase steps in, I know that it will be at least minimum $2,000 rather than $1,000. So people want to come in. They also want to come in because although we have a substantial amount of money set aside for the program, we have had a tremendous response. We have over 7,000 applicants already on file waiting to go through the process. Some have already gone through the process. So people want to get into this very early so that they avoid a higher cost down the road, or they avoid coming to the point where the amount of money set aside for the program is exhausted, and then we would have to turn them aside. So that is my encouragement to the people listening in today.
Oh, okay. Well, I do appreciate you sharing that with us. And again, I do feel that this can be a program that can be very beneficial to the lives of many people. And you're right. If they can get into it now where they can just put up the $1,000, this would be a great time to do it instead of, you know, tating and thinking about it. And, you know, then by the time they get ready to do it, you know, they might be looking at $3,000 or $5,000 or $2,000. And, you know, why spend, you know, double or triple that amount when you could just put up $1,000 now? So anyway, these are things that, you know, they need to really, you know, see as a good opportunity to get involved with now instead of hesitating and then having to pay, you know, larger sums of money to get involved with it. And that's one of the good things about this program is that, you know, at this time, with just $1,000, this is a great opportunity to get in at a low amount compared to what it could explode into, whether it's, like I said, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000. You know, I'm not sure, you know, what the amount will go up to, but one thing for sure, if you do it now, you won't even have to worry about what it's going to go up to in the future you can take advantage of what it's going to be dealing with in the present. And that's one of the things that we should be focused on right now. For those that would like to get involved, they should definitely look at this from the standpoint of being able to, you know, get their foot in the door at a lower price than having to pay, you know, maximum price of whatever they decide to charge. So anyway, all I can say at this point is I really do agree with you on that. You know, people should be taking advantage of the low price to get involved with the program at this time. And, you know, that will also be a great benefit where they won't even have to worry about putting up, you know, larger sums of money. And it'll make it a lot easier for people, you know, to deal with at this time. So I do definitely agree with that. And, you know, I do feel that this is something that will no doubt have a huge impact on the lives of people to improve their financial situations. Okay, so basically, at this point, you know, I really wanted to, you know, touch base also on the fact that as us dealing with things, you know, we need to also be able to see that, you know, and us coming together in unity, you know, we can really elevate our situation from the negativity that we see surrounding us at this time. Because, as I said earlier, you know, you have a situation where people's voting rights are being stripped away. You know, black people, you know, which doesn't make any sense. You know, we're supposed to be equal citizens, but yet, you know, here in America at this time, you do have in some of the southern states, you have situations where black people aren't able to vote right now, which is ridiculous, you know, and that's like a serious brick wall of racism where they don't want you to be able to vote. And then also, we're looking at, unfortunately, situations where because of the so-called virus and all of that, it has really shut down a lot of people's businesses. You know, it's also gotten rid of a lot of people's jobs. And, you know, with this virus vaccine as well, that's another thing. A lot of people have lost their jobs with that as well because they don't really feel comfortable in taking the vaccine. But they've been told that if you do not take the vaccine right now, what's going to happen is you're going to be fired from your job. So some people, you know, did actually go ahead and do it, but the majority of people that didn't feel comfortable with it, they did get fired from their job. And that's, you know, a terrible thing as well, the fact that, you know, unfortunately, they never really speak on the fact that when you're looking at, you know, how there's a great number of people that have taken the vaccine and the next day they're dying. You know, some of them might live for 3 days after the vaccine. Some of them might live a whole week. But the bottom line is, you know, they're dead shortly thereafter. And these are things that, you know, really make a lot of people, you know, very nervous about taking the vaccine because they don't feel, you know, that this can be something that is definitely something that can help them. Matter of fact, it can end them, you know, and being that they feel that it can end them, they don't even want to take a chance and take the vaccine. And I can't blame them on that. Because I know a lot of people that have told me that, you know, their family members, their friends took the vaccine and died, you know, the next day or a few days after. So when you have situations like that, you can definitely understand why people do not want to, you know, take a chance with the vaccine. But again, that's where a lot of people lost their jobs as well, because they refused to take the vaccine. And then because these people felt, well, if you're not going to take the vaccine, we're firing you, which was really crazy. But that put people in a bad situation as well. But then, like I said earlier, if you are in a situation where you can actually benefit from a program like this, that's really good, because whether you're out of work or not, you know, there's definitely different opportunities and programs that are out there that we can definitely take advantage of and find ourselves dealing with some things that can, you know, really be a life changer for us financially. And that's what this one is. So all I can say for all of those who are listening, and for those that would like to possibly change their financial situation, I know for some of you, you know, $300, $500, $700, $800, $1,000 is a lot of money right now because of your financial situation. But like I said earlier, if any of you are seriously interested in getting involved with the program, give a call back to me and I will talk with you more in detail about how you can get involved with this, even if your funds are tight at this time, and we'll see what we can do to help you to be able to really make things happen. And the phone number where you can reach me at again is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. And again, I really do thank you all for coming on the call. And being that you have, right now, you know, we're looking at, you know, what we can do to really help ourselves elevate ourselves and our consciousness to higher levels of consciousness so that we can really bring about some very powerful and wonderful things. And in saying that, I'm talking about how, you know, when you're utilizing the spiritual aspect of things as well, that's something to take into consideration. And I know that a lot of people have felt that that's something that, you know, we shouldn't even focus on, because spirituality is something that doesn't have any real ability. But that's not true. It does have ability that is very powerful, and things that we can do with it are there for us. But the only problem is that we've been taught that we do not have access to spiritual power. We do not have any ability to do anything. All we are just sinners that need to come out of sin and, you know, hopefully live a more decent life. But in regards to knowing that we are, you know, God beings that have, you know, very important and powerful ability, but we've been taught that we're not. And these are things that, unfortunately, you know, have been a secret that we are not supposed to know, that you are a son or daughter of God. You're supposed to know that you're a limited human being that can only do very, very little. And unfortunately, when we see things from that state of mind, what comes on board is that what you see is what you get. If you really are convinced that you are a limited human being and that you cannot accomplish anything, then basically you're right. You won't be able to. But once you start to take your mind out of the gutter of negative thinking and really visualizing yourself as a loser instead of a winner in life, then you can start to really accomplish great and positive things that can happen for you. And again, you know, one of the, you know, situations that really helped us tremendously at one time was the fact that we, you know, had our meditation program in the schools, and there was a gentleman that was a track runner, and unfortunately, he was a senior in high school, and basically that senior year, as he was dealing with the track, he was saying not only just that year, but the year before even, he was saying he kept on losing all of these races that he was involved with. And he was actually very frustrated at that point and was getting ready to just pull out of, you know, the tracking, you know, racing, to, you know, opportunities that were there in the high schools because he just kept on losing over and over again. And someone told him about our meditation program and how you could, you know, benefit your academic situation. You can benefit the way that you feel about yourself, you know, and have more peace of mind and have more of a positive attitude towards who you are and what you can do, you know. And, you know, when he found out about that, he said, wow, I wonder if this can really help me dealing with the track, you know, situation that I'm in right now. Could I ever become a track star or just continue to be a track loser, you know? And he was, you know, curious about it. So he came to one of our classes and he asked, you know, said, Mr. Bridges, do you think that this, you know, meditation program can help me, you know, with my situation with, you know, the track program that I'm involved with, you know, because I just keep losing all these races and stuff. And I asked him, I said, well, what are you thinking about when you're, you know, running these races? Well, he said, a lot of times when I'm on the, you know, track line of, you know, just getting started with everybody before they blow the whistle and we just start the race, he said, you know, he said sometimes what he does, he just looks down the line at the different people that he's racing against. And he's saying when he looks at his legs and he looks at theirs, he says their legs, many of their legs look, you know, 100 times more muscular than his. And he's saying, how can I beat somebody? My legs look all slim and, you know, out of shape. And his legs look, you know, like he's ready to, you know, run up a mountain. And, you know, I mean, I can't beat nobody that got muscles bulging out of their legs looking like that. He said, oh, man, I'm not going to win this race. And because he saw himself as a loser before he even ran the race, that's what happened. What you see is what you get. And what he saw himself for was a loser. So I told him, don't do that anymore. Don't worry about how muscular other people are and whether they look 100 times more muscular than you are. What you need to do is focus on seeing yourself as being the first person to cross the finish line and seeing yourself a winner, not the loser. And I said, if you can start to refocus yourself in seeing that, then you're going to start to win these races, you know. And that was the thing. We told him, you know, to do the meditation and the visualization, he should do that first thing in the morning before, you know, he gets ready to get dressed and washed up and everything, you know, to go to school. He said he should wake up a little earlier than that so that he could put in a half an hour or 20 minutes or 15 minutes to do the meditation and the visualization earlier. And then the other aspect of it was that we were also talking to him about doing the affirmations, how he should do that also, you know, before or after the meditation and do the affirmations. And those affirmations were very powerful, letting you know that you're a winner, not a loser, you know, and that was another part of it that was very important. So, and then how we ended the day was before you go to bed, you would also do another meditation, and that meditation would also have you visualizing yourself as a winner, as someone that is capable of being successful in life, and so forth and so on, and they would do the affirmations at that time as well. Anyway, make a long story short, I didn't really know whether he was going to seriously do this because some people that were youth in the program, they would, you know, do the meditation and the affirmations like once a week or twice a week, but that's not what we were telling them. We were telling them they need to do it every day. And by them doing it every day where they see themselves as winners, by them doing it every day where they're doing affirmations to reprogram their thinking and their minds, that's when you can truly change your thinking process from being a loser to being a winner. Anyway, make a long story short, about 2 weeks after he got involved in the program, he came back to me and he said, Mr. Bridges, you ain't, I'm like really excited. I said, what's going on? He said, I just started winning, you know, these races now. I won 3 races, you know. I said, really? He said, yeah, I'm really glad that I got involved with this thing. It really works, the meditation and the visualization and all of that. This is really wonderful. I said, wow. I said, I'm really glad to hear that you got some good benefit out of it. So I said, hey, that's good. So I guess you're doing this every day, right? He said, yeah, I am doing it every day. You know, that's what you told me, right? I said, there you go. So I said, that's good. I'm glad to see that you are doing it every day and you're really seriously taking this as something that could really help to be a game changer for you. So that's really good. Good. And, you know, later on in that same year, you know, Russia was having, you know, the Olympics. And the Olympics, you know, the International Olympics, and basically all the countries, you know, for whether it's, you know, to deal with track, whether it's to deal with other Olympic, programs that were there, you know, they would have to go to Russia to see if they, whoever that was from, you know, whether it's from America, whether it's from, you know, Germany, whether it was from Africa, wherever they were from, the bottom line is that that particular country and those people that came from that country would have to win those particular, track races and things of that sort in order for them to be an international winner. Anyway, make a long story short, he continued to win these races, and he made it all the way to the finals for, you know, the national finals here in the United States. So I was, like, really glad to see that, you know, he was really doing excellent compared to him just losing all the time. Now he was winning all the time, which was really great. But anyway, on the final race that there was, he ended up in a situation where as he was in those races, you know, unfortunately, he didn't come in first or second place, but he came in third place. And I was still very proud of him for coming into third place because he went from being a stone-cold loser to being third in the nation, and that was really great. And one of the things that really helped him tremendously was that he was able to reprogram his thinking and his feeling from seeing himself in a negative perspective to now seeing himself in a positive. And these are things that can really change our lives. But the bottom line is, you know, seeing yourself from the programmed negativity of this system that telling you that you are a limited person that can do but so little, if you stay stuck in that mindset of agreeing you are a limited person that can do but just so little, then that's what you're going to continue to do, so little. But if you can start to change your mind, change your feelings, change your thinking, and really start to visualize yourself not as a loser, but as a winner. And as you start to see yourself as a winner, that's when great, positive, and wonderful things are going to start to happen for you. But the bottom line is you have to start to see that change in yourself. Taking yourself out of the gutter of negative thinking towards yourself and start to elevate your consciousness up to seeing yourself from the positive. And as many times we say, keep your mind up on high so that your goals and dreams can start to fly. That's one of the affirmations that we have. And once you start to see things from that perspective, that's when you can start to be a winner in life, whether it's in business, whether it's running track, whether it's, you know, improving your health. There's many different aspects of taking yourself from a negative perspective into taking yourself into a positive perspective and changing your life, you know. So these are things that are very important, and we need to see what we can do to really bring about some positive things so that they could start shining through. So all I could say,
I would really like to see, you know, us start to take on that new reality of knowing that we are potentially the winners in our lives that can fulfill successfully our goals in life. And all we have to do is reconceive our thinking and reprogram our thinking to seeing ourselves from another perspective, and that's the perspective of positivity, and then also adding on the icing on the cake, which will be knowing spiritually that we also have spiritual power and ability to be able to do great, awesome, and amazing things as well. So thinking positive is very powerful, and also acknowledging your true identity spiritually is very powerful as well. And when you combine them both together, that's when great, awesome, and amazing things can start to happen for you. But staying stuck in the mindset of poverty, staying stuck in seeing yourself as a limited person that will never be successful in life, these are things that bring you down and out, and you are building brick walls around you that are imprisoning yourself with your own thoughts of negativity. So that's one of the reasons why we must reprogram our thinking and start to see ourselves from a positive perspective. And once we start to see ourselves in the positive, and even adding on that icing on the cake, which is the spiritual as well, that's when you combine the two together, and that is very powerful to bring forth positive change in your life. So anyway, I just wanted to touch base on that, and so that we can really start to see, you know, a new reality coming through for us, you know, and these are things that can definitely happen. We just need to start to know that, you know, we have the ability to bring these positive changes into our lives and make some great, awesome, and amazing things come about, without a doubt. But the bottom line is we need to truly, truly see what we can do to make it all come through. And it can, you know, we just need to really start to focus on it and see what we can do in regards to bringing about positive and successful opportunities that will be serious game changers for us. Yes, indeed. So anyway, I just wanted to, touch base with you on that. And like I said earlier, if anyone is interested in dealing with this, you know, let me know. I gave you my number before, so I'm pretty sure everybody has it. And we'll see what we can do in regards to trying to help those that don't have $1,000. But I know, you know, $1,000 is a lot of money for, you know, a lot of people that are struggling financially. But anyway, let's see what we could do. Give me a call back and we'll see what happens. And also right now, what I did want to do was to touch base on the opportunity to deal with the visualization and the meditation of seeing ourselves coming out of that negative perspective and coming into a positive new reality financially that can really change our lives as well. That's very, very important. But anyway, here we go. What I would like us to do right now is to really open our hearts and open our minds, not to being a doubting Thomas that's saying, "Ooh, me? You think I'm going to be able to ever make, you know, a nice amount of money? Are you kidding, man? I'm stuck in poverty and I ain't never going to get out." If you're going to have that kind of crazy mentality where you're really seeing yourself as a victim of poverty and you're never going to be free, then that's going to limit you to what you can do. But what you have to do, again, is take your mind out of the gutter of poverty and take your mind out of the gutter of thinking negatively and start to see yourself in another state of mind, which is positivity. And by us seeing ourselves from that perspective, it can really start to help us to bring about positive change in our lives. But when we see ourselves as just, you know, cold losers that are just going to continue to lose all the time, then that's what's going to happen. And that's the reason why we have to change our mind. And right now, what I would like us to do is to see a bright light above our heads. And that bright light is the light of confidence, knowingness, and faith in ourselves and our ability, and also faith in God and knowing that God has the ability to bring about that positive change for us as well. Because it said, knock and the door shall be open. Ask and ye shall receive. So these are things that can definitely come our way. But the only problem is, do you even believe that any of this can ever happen for you? Or are you stuck in the mindset of seeing yourself as a stone-cold loser that's never going to ever be able to be set free from poverty and negativity? We have to reprogram our thinking, not to be stuck there, but to be in a situation where we're starting to see a new reality. So again, that bright light that is above us, let us start to see what we can do with that bright light so that we can start to see. Yeah. So again, what we would like to do, allow ourselves to see that bright light entering into our minds, filling every single cell in our mind. And that bright light is filling our minds with confidence so that we are confident and we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we can definitely bring success and wonderful opportunities about. And once we start to really see and know beyond any negativity that has held us back in the past, that right now in the present, all that negative mess cannot hold us back. We are being set free to live a successful and positive new reality. So confidence is filling our minds and hearts. And as it fills our minds and hearts, we do feel so much better in knowing that positive and change and success can truly come about. And not only do we deal with confidence, but knowing it. Knowing that these things spiritually have already been done. And knowing that being that it has already been done, we're just looking at now knowing that our victory has been won. So, again, seeing your goals, your dreams, your purpose for achieving success as something that is very important to you, you must see it as something that has already been done and that your victory now has been won. And when you can visualize that and see that as true, true new reality, you will be able to see what we can do to bring about positive change. And that's the thing. If we are not going to believe it, then we won't receive it. if we are going to believe it, then that's a whole nother thing. So having faith and believing is very important. And as you have faith in yourself and faith in God, as I just said, seeing it, believing it, and now you are receiving it. I am seeing it, I am believing it, and now I am receiving it. I am seeing it, I am believing it, and now I am receiving it. What are you receiving? You are receiving your ability to successfully bring about your goals and dreams into the realm of great success. But you have to believe it in order to receive it. So confidence is very important, that you are confident that things can happen. Knowing that it has already been done means that your victory has truly been won. And then the other part of it is you are now in a whole nother state of mind where you can start to really believe, see it and believe it, and know that now you will receive it. And when you can start to visualize and affirm within your heart and mind that this is the new reality for you at this time, it will definitely bring about some positive change. So that's very, very important. So that bright light of confidence, knowingness, and faith really makes a difference in people's lives. Because instead of seeing things from that negative perspective of just knowing that things are definitely going to work, and you haven't even fully tried to fulfill that opportunity yet, but you have already given up, that's not the right mindset to have yourself in. You have to see things from a positive perspective with confidence, knowingness, and the ability to actually start to see your new reality. So visualizing these things and start to really believe and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these things would definitely come about is something that's very, very important. The next thing that is very important is that we shall see that bright light of confidence, knowingness, and faith from the crown of our head all the way down to the bottom of our feet, from the heel of our feet all the way out to our toes. Our feet are totally filled with that confidence, knowingness, and full faith. Our minds and hearts are fully filled with it. And every single cell in our entire body is now filled with confidence, knowingness, and faith. And that's a very, very good thing. But the bottom line is you have to see it in order to believe it. And once you believe it, you will open the door for you to receive it. And that's what we have to do. But now, the other piece that you add to this is that you should know that right now you are a magnet for wealth. And being that you're a magnet for wealth, you're a magnet for success. And when you're a magnet for success, it means that those goals and dreams that you seek to fulfill will become successful. Why? Because as being a magnet for success, you are drawing successful opportunities to you on the regular. And that makes a big difference from what you dealt with in the past. Okay. The other side of it is this as well. not only are you setting yourself free from the negativity of the past, but now you're starting a new reality that you've been blessed with at last. But you have to raise your consciousness from being down in the gutter of negative thinking, of poverty, of seeing yourself as a limited person, to now seeing yourself as a God being, as a son and daughter of God, as a great opportunity to truly transform and change your life. And the way we deal with that is by allowing ourselves to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all these great and wonderful things will now come about. But again, the visualization of knowing that you are a magnet for success, you are a magnet for wealth, and seeing it coming to you in a number of different ways will open the door for you to understand that you are now on your way to a brighter day where you will see opportunities of success and miracles that will be given to you so that you can make some great and wonderful things come through. But the bottom line is changing your mind and heart to see that you are no longer a person that's stuck in negativity, but now you are floating up on high where you can truly, truly start to fly to the mountaintop of success where you can achieve your very, very best. And you can do this. All you have to do is see it, believe it, and you will receive it. Know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your goals and dreams will now truly come about. This is your time, but you have to start to see that this is your time to experience your true reality of who you are and what you can do. No longer being a doubting Thomas that's constantly saying, "What? This is no way that this is going to work out. I don't even know why I'm wasting my time." If you're going to be thinking like that, that's what's going to be happening. You are going to be wasting your time because you're constantly stuck in a negative mindset. But if you can change your thinking from negative to positive, if you can know beyond the shadow of a doubt that your time has come for you to work all of this out, but you have to see it, believe it, so now you can receive it. And you have to have the confidence of knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of this will truly, truly come about. So these are things that we can definitely achieve, we can definitely accomplish in our lives, but we have to see it and believe it. We have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are great, awesome, and amazing things that will truly, truly come about. Envisioning our success, envisioning our ability to manifest wealth, prosperity, and great abundance. These are things that we can do. And that's another thing, you know, being able to acknowledge that you are worthy of being able to accomplish these things, because that's another negative mindset that keeps us down and out, saying that you are not worthy of bringing things about. You cannot be successful if you see yourself from a negative Doubting Thomas perspective. You have to see yourself from the positive. And then when you do, you will start to see God's awesome and amazing new reality flowing into your life and allowing you to be totally set free from all that former negativity. But you have to see your new reality. It's here for you right here and now. And do not feel that it can't come about, because it truly can. And as I said before, see it, believe it, and now you can receive it. I see it, I believe it, and now I can receive it. I see it, and I believe it, and now I can receive it. I see it, and I believe it, and now I can receive it. And as we said before, know this is very powerful and important for you to do, but see it already done, that your victory has been won. See it already done, that your victory has truly been won. See it already done, that your victory has truly, truly been won. See it already done, that your victory has truly, truly been won. Yes, indeed. These are things that we can do, but we have to keep our mind up on high so our goals and dreams will start to fly. So visualize right now your goals and your dreams, and know for a surety that you have the ability to make all of these things come about without a doubt. You have the ability. You are worthy of making your way to the mountaintop of success. You are a son or daughter of God that has spiritual power and ability. And all you're asking from God or Christ is that you will allow them to activate their God-given power. To activate their God-given power. Yes, indeed. We are on our way to a brighter day, having full faith in our heart and mind, and knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that these things are now truly coming about. And the beautiful thing about this is I know we can do it. I know we can make it to the mountaintop of success. But we just have to believe that now we can achieve our very, very best. We just need to stay focused in a positive state of mind. Not giving up, not throwing in the towel, not feeling unworthy, but starting to see ourselves from a successful, positive, and wealthy perspective. And now we are free from all of that negativity of the past, trying to hold us back. And down and out. Now we are not accepting any of that negativity. Yes. Giving thanks, giving thanks, giving thanks. So right now what I would like you to do is to envision yourself being very, very successful reaching that mountaintop of success where you can accomplish your very best. See your goals, see your dreams, see wealth, prosperity, and great abundance coming into your possession. And know beyond a shadow of a doubt that things are now coming to you at last. The mountains have been moved. The blockages have been totally erased. And now it's time for you to embrace the very successful opportunities that are on the table for you right now. Know for a surety that your ability to bring these great, awesome, and amazing things about can truly come about without a doubt. So vibe on that. See yourself pursuing great success. See great amounts of wealth, prosperity, and great abundance pouring into your life. See yourself no longer as a loser, but see yourself as a winner. See yourself, again, reaching that mountaintop of success where you can now achieve your very best. And again, keeping your heart and mind open to know that you will soon be receiving huge amounts of money and dough. Right. You can see it. Visualize it and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that now your time has come and you can truly start to be set free from the negativity of the past that can no longer last, but your new reality is here for you. Great wealth, prosperity, and great abundance, good health, good wealth, great opportunities are surrounding you and that you are benefiting from each and every day. So now you're ready to truly make your way. Let's just vibe on that. You successfully achieving great, great success. You achieving great All right. All right. Great. I'm glad we had a chance to really visualize and see our new reality, the ability to focus on knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that we can make our goals and dreams come about. We are definitely worthy of receiving great success in our lives, but we have to believe it in order to receive it. So right now, what we're getting ready to do is we're coming down to the last couple of minutes on our show. We're going to allow our music to start to show and where people can start to hear some positive music that will really be uplifting and helping to allow them to see things from a positive perspective instead of the terrible nigger hate music that, you know, people listen to and then wonder why they're caught up into all that negativity. Don't deal with that type of music, because when you do, what you're doing is, you know, really setting yourself up for being a loser. And why be a loser when you're worthy of being a winner in life? So let us definitely bring our minds to higher heights and deeper depths in God, where we can truly, truly start to bring about a new reality where we all can start to see positive things coming to you and me. But we have to keep our minds upon high so that our goals and dreams can truly start to fly. And they really can. But the only problem is,
have you seen this
most
new
of
at
us
home income
do not know
checks upwards of $3,400
is not what we're looking at. But as I said earlier, start to see yourself in a positive new reality. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.